Moving on, the Israeli military forces have ordered Palestinian MP Khalida Jarrah to leave her home in the West Bank city of Ramallah and move to Jericho. But she has declined, saying it is her lawful right to remain in her city.
Because it's my right as a parliamentarian, as elected parliamentarian, to stay with my people and to serve them from here. So I announced that I will not go to Jericho and I will not implement the military order. I'm staying here serving my people and working from here.
The member of the Palestinian Legislative Council says she was handed a note ordering her forced transfer to Jericho within 24 hours. Meanwhile, the Palestinian legislature has issued a statement in support of Jarrah, praising her refusal to go into exile. Jarrah says an international campaign has been launched in opposition to the Israeli order. Let's discuss this further. Let's go to Berkeley, California, and talk to Paul Larudi with the Free Palestine Movement. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Larudi, if an MP is lawfully and rightfully allowed to stay somewhere, in this case, Khalida Jarrah staying in Ramallah, can she be forced out by Israel?
Israel is quite accustomed to using force for all kinds of things. So physically, she can be forced to do that. But I think that's exactly what it'll take. She's very determined. And she will not submit to threats of this kind. I hope that every Palestinian refuses to obey anything that Israel ever tells them to do. That's the way to push back and to make difficulties for the Israeli regime.
Of course, she said that she will not listen to the order. I mean, what can Israel literally do? Will Israel resort to force?
It's very possible, as I say, they're quite accustomed to using force of all kinds, and physically they can do it. It would be strange, though, because Jericho is a Palestinian area, and I'm not exactly sure what they can do. I suppose they can monitor her all the time, and that may be what they'll have to do.
And of course, with the Gaza war currently ending, with the threat of a unilateral Israeli attack prevailing, a lot has been happening in the West Bank. I mean, what are the circumstances in the West Bank? How much does this part of Palestine await harsh conditions?
Look, the long-term objective of Israel, you saw it in Gaza, where they destroyed the periphery of Gaza and created open areas where there were none. They destroyed all the towns and villages that are closest to the ceasefire line and created open areas instead. They want to push the people of Gaza into a smaller and smaller area. Well, they want to do the same thing in the West Bank, and they have been doing it until now. So you could presume that the case of Khalida Jarrah is an example of what will happen to all the Palestinians in the West Bank. They will all be moved as much as possible, as far away as possible, and as much of their land will be seized as possible, so that they're crowded into perhaps 1% of the area of Palestine. This is the objective. They want to take as much as possible. They want to impoverish the Palestinians. And they want to move them into as small an area as possible, where they will be neither seen nor heard.
All right, we'll leave it there for the timing. Many thanks to Paul Larudi with the Free Palestine Movement from Berkeley, California. Thanks for your time there, sir.